Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Ur Gaya Rang Husn Fani Ka. Jinka Nakusha Tha Kal Jawani Ka Hai Lakab Aaj Nana Nani Ka. Jinka nakusha tha kal jawani ka hai lakab aaj nana nani ka. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise, kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. Mil gaye khaak qabr mein kitne, naaz tha jinko zindagani ka. Ye jahan gir gaya nigahon se, jab khula hal dare fani ka. Ye jahan gir gaya nigahon se, jab khula hal dare fani ka. Mir ab dil ko kisse behlaye, ur gaya rang husn fani ka. Dil laga bas khuda se e zalim, khauf kal maut na kahani ka. Dil laga bas khuda se e zalim, khauf kal maut na kahani ka. Shaykh kamil ke faiz se dil hai, hamil kaise javidani ka. Khaak tan ko ata ho unka gham, hai sila unki meherbani ka. Hal dekho to Allah walo par, masti khamr aasmani ka. Sun lo kissa zuban-e-akhtar se, uske dil ke gham nihani ka. Sun lo kissa zuban-e-akhtar se, uske dil ke gham nihani ka. Jinka nakusha tha kal jawani ka hai lakab aaj nana nani ka.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibali alladhina astafa. Amma ba'd, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us the reality of life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not get overtaken with the artificial attractions and temporary beauty of this world. This is the test Allah ta'ala has put. So Hazrat is teaching us that generally we come in this world and we forget our object and purpose, that we have to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once a person builds a connection with Allah ta'ala, then this beauty of this world has got no beauty whatsoever. It's got no attraction whatsoever. But when a person doesn't realize his object and purpose, then the artificial beauty and the artificial colors of this world attract this person. So Hazrat is teaching us how to take this out of our lives and realize reality, that Ur Gaya Rang Husn Fani Ka, that just see how the colors of this artificial beauty has flown away from you. Once upon a time it was attracting you, but as Allah Rabbul Izzat has taught us in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, that this world is just a box of deception. Outwardly it seems very attractive, but the reality is you'll see it in this world already. That very soon you'll see that what you thought was beautiful, now you're running away from those things. So Hazrat is teaching us here, and generally people get attracted and fall into illicit love affairs or whatever else attracts a person. Hazrat says that think of your own self, forget somebody else. You that you think you are very young and beautiful and handsome, then jinka nakshata kal jawani ka hai lakab aaj nana nani ka, that person whose beautiful form yesterday was like a young person, a young doll she thought she's beautifying herself, a young person standing in front of the mirror, worry about his hairstyle, etc. Hazrat says this is not going to remain forever. This is just few minutes. And before you know, now your title won't be anymore that young handsome boy. Now you will be regarded as Nana or Nani. Very soon this will come over into your life. So keep this in mind and don't fall into the trap of this artificial beauty and you're only worried about your outward beauty. Beauty outwardly is skin deep. Real beauty is the beauty of the heart. When connection with Allah Ta'ala is made, and Ya Hazrat is teaching us that we should make connection with Allah Ta'ala from our youth, not when now, as our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that Allah Ta'ala gives us all the best things. Allah Ta'ala has given us life, Allah Ta'ala gives us all the best ni'mat. But what we want to give to Allah Ta'ala, all what is left over, so to say. I say when I get old, then I'll build a connection with Allah. How do we know whether we're going to get old or not? And that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that Allah Ta'ala says that youth who builds a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that he spends his youth in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, on that terrible day which will be very, very difficult to stand, Allah Ta'ala will call them out and they will get placed under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there will be nice shade. And as our Dada Shaykh has taught us, jahan saaya ho, wahan azab nahi hai. Wherever there is shade on the day of Qiyamah, there is no punishment there. There you will get enjoyment. So Hazrat says that your artificial beauty, your youth that Allah Ta'ala has given you, don't spend it in unmindfulness, in just worried of beautifying your body, going to the gym, going to the sports clubs, etc. Come to the real beauty parlor, and that is the company of the friends of Allah. They will beautify our hearts, and from young you will able to see that there is no attraction in sports, in illicit love affairs, etc. These things all take you towards destruction. Hazrat further explains and teaches us, a person who doesn't realize this reality, see what happens. Kaisa dekha ta ho gaya kaise, kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. That how you were looking yesterday, you thought you very handsome, or this girl thought she's very beautiful, see how you became. And it's not only your old age. Many a times Allah Akbar, Allah Ta'ala has shown people that are involved in artificial enjoyment, entertainment, in the clubs, etc. One tremor comes and they get such a shock and their youth becomes like old people. The Titanic, that ship that they built, and they thought, and they named it also, the unsinkable Titanic, that this ship will never ever sink. And it went on its first maiden cruise, and on that ship there was lot of entertainment, parties, drinking, etc., dancing. And while all this was carrying on, Allah Ta'ala showed that Allah sent one storm, and that storm came and the ship started sinking. Young girls who were 17, 18 years, they say in a split moment they look like women that were 70, 80 years old. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us also, this is the scene of this world. The reality is, if we don't open our eyes in this world, then the day of Qiyamah will be such, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُوا الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. That How are you going to fear that day of Qiyamah? When you're just spending your life in unmindfulness, in entertainment and clubs, that will be the day that will make old people, young people into old people, the day of Qiyamah. And our first Qiyamah will be, as Hazrat explained, in the swarm. When Malakul Maud come, then you get your shock, which will be very, very, that time you won't able to change. So Hazrat is teaching us so beautifully that what is the, what trust have you got of your youth that you think I'm very beautiful and let me enjoy my youth, whereas this youth, so beautifully it is said, Jawani Majnuni ho. That when a person is young and jawan and is got strength, he becomes like a mad person. If he is not directed in the right company, if he is not directed in the right way by coming in the majalis of the Ahlullah, then we see what is the condition of our youth today. Even a person can be a hafiz, but where he lands up, now he is landing up in the club, now he is involved in drugs, etc. So very important from young, and from a young age, in fact before our children also get matured, bring them in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they realize that this is where we will learn our direction and this is where we will really get beauty in our lives. As that further teaches us that look at the reality of this youth of yours. Mil gaye khaak qabr mein kitne naaz tha jinko zindagani ka. Many people who had pride over their lives, that I am a very young person and I do this and I do that. Or as a person grows up, he starts getting involved in his business and he's overtaken with his cars and his business, etc. Hazrat says, how many such people, now where are they gone? Slipping into the sand. They are gone, they have mixed with the sand. Where is their reality? Where is all their pomp and glory? So don't be fooled with this. There is no, the moth doesn't look at your age. It doesn't look at your condition. Any time Malakul Maut will come, and then it will be too late to change life. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaon se, jab khula haal e dare fani ka. Hazrat says that when the reality of the everlasting life of the year after has opened up to you, and where it will open up? Only in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. The Allah Wala will open the eyes of our heart, that now we don't see with our eyes of the head, that the eyes of the head, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that they say seeing is believing, but the statement is just deceiving, because seeing is not believing. We see the beautiful lights of the casinos, etc., but that is where our destruction is, and we are keep on going there. So beautifully, Nomani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, you see where the bar is written. And before they used to have red lights, bar. He says, here is actually telling you in Gujarati, bar, stay out. But still you see people, they see the light and they're still going in. So when the reality of the year after is not open to us, we run to these places. And we lose our whole life. And Hazrat says that that now when you fall into the trap and you don't know how to come out, now you realize the value of this world. Now it drops from your eyes when it's too late. Let the reality of the value of this world come to our hearts now. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, if this world was equal to the wing of a mosquito, the whole world, whatever is in this world put together, if it was equal to the wing of a mosquito, that is all those things that make us unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala would have never given a kafir one drop of water to drink. But we see Allah has given them so much entertainment and so much of this world because it's got no value. So we shouldn't also run towards this artificial world. We should come here and make shukr to Allah ta'ala. Allah has given us these gatherings where our eyes of the heart can open up. And we can see reality, that this world is a total deception. And every day we see what a deception it is. Hazrat Father gives us advice and tells us, Mera meer ab dil ko kis se behlaye, ur gaya rang usne fani ka. He says, sir, either referring to Hazrat Special Khalifa Mir Sahib, or referring to us that now, where are you going to entertain your heart? Just now you are running behind this beauty, and now she's, Allahu Akbar, before she gets old also, Just give her one the lecture tip, and now you don't want to look at her. Just now you are running behind her, and now if she messes her pants, etc., you are running away in the opposite direction. So Hazrat says that all the artificial beauty of this world has flown away. Now that young girl, that young boy looks like an old woman. Now you don't even want to look at that woman. You don't even want to look at that car that once upon a time you were boasting about. That I got the latest model, now it has become like scrap, you don't want to look at it anymore. So this reality has to come into my heart, in all our heart. Dil laga bas khuda se ae zalim, khauf kar maut na gahani ka. Hazrat now is giving us the treatment for all this. First the reality, that look at the reality of this world. Where are you going to go? If you look at the artificial beauty, you're going to go into destruction. How are you going to get reality? That make connection, put your heart only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Oh Zalim, in Urdu, Zalim means, oh my friend, wake up now. Don't get Allah Ta'ala has made it a test for us. Zuyyina linnas hubbu shahwat. Allah has beautified all these things. Woman, all types of businesses, cars, etc. All these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. These are the artificial, temporary things of this world which got no value whatsoever. The real value of the muttaqeen, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who stayed away. You can use the things of this world, no problem. But don't get attracted by the things of this world. Don't let the things of this world make us unmindful of Allah. So Hazrat says that now connect your heart totally to Allah Rabbul Izzat and be afraid that all of a sudden if you don't do this, Malakul Maut will come to you and then you'll think, ah, where I attached my heart? I attached my heart to the artificial things of this world which can't help me. If you attach your heart to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala will be there for us in this world also, and most important when we're leaving this world. Shaykh Kamil Kefir said, Dil hai hamil kefe jawidani ka. Hazrat says, now how to get this enjoyment of life and this connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, where you will get real life. A person who goes into the wrong direction, he's got no life, he's got no direction. Anything he's enjoying life. That's the height of foolishness. That a person is gone into the mad, illicit love affair world, he's not at ease one moment. And when you connect yourself to the creator of love, the creator of life, Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Hazrat says, see what enjoyment you will get and where you will get this connection. Shaykh Kamil ke faiz se, that through the barakat of a Shaykh Kamil, that person who has got connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, through his Shaykh and his Shaykh, and just reaches right to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So see the special affairs and the special barakat of coming into the company of these majalis. These majalis are not waste of time. This is what we need. This is the essence of life where we will get real our real medicine. That Hazrat says, see now that person, he's a young boy, but he has got everlasting enjoyment in his life. Now he enjoys coming for salah. He enjoys making tilawat. His friends are going to watch a match. He says, no, I got no interest in that. They think he is mad, but he is not mad, they are mad. They don't know reality. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we come here with that intention that how we can build our connection with Allah and get real life. Further, Hazrat teaches us, خَاقِ تَنْ كُوَ تَا هُوَا اُنْكَ غَمْ هَي سِلَىٰ اُنْكِ مِهَرْبَانِ كَ. That what is the barakat of these majalis? That this body of yours that have been made of sand and water, now in this body Allah has felt the pain of the love of Allah. That all the time you worried, I mustn't disobey Allah. My friends are going in towards the club and they're telling me, come. I say, no. And outwardly it looks like you're going through pain. You're putting a knife on your heart that I won't break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Hazrat says, this enjoyment of the pain of the love of Allah, that is no pain, that is real enjoyment. And thus you will only get through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we come in this majalis with the intention of only pleasing Allah Rabbul Izzat, to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will see the real results of this majalis. We think we will just come here and we will, but as you come regularly with the correct intention, make our zikr, then a person will able to see what is the real enjoyment of life. Hazrat says, then see the friends of Allah, haal deko to Allah walo par, masti khumri asmani ka. Then see the condition of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever conditions come over the world, they are not in a state of the paranoid, they are not in a state of fear. In fact, they are masti khumri asmanika. They have got intoxicated by the wines of the heavens. In other words, they are drinking the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they in a different world, they in a world all the time happy. Whatever conditions come to them, they know it is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you sit in their company and you beg Allah ta'ala for this, Allah ta'ala inshallah will also grant us out of His kindness. Hazrat finally teaches us and tells us, Sun lo kisse zubani akhtar se, uske dil ke gham nihani ka. Allah Akbar. Hazrat is telling us that listen to my story of my heart. In other words, all this where I've got this love of Allah Ta'ala from my childhood days, a young man, only 17 years. From 17 years old, Hazrat spent his life in the company of the friends of Allah. In a village like poor, where no inhabitants, so to say. And in the company of three great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat says that listen to my story, which is from the depth of my heart, unke dil ke gham ki nihani ka. That what is the enjoyment of that real pain and those wounds of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wounds of the love of Allah, it looks like wounds, but it's enjoyable. It will give us direction of life. It will give us enjoyment of life in this world. And most important, a person will be looking forward to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Karim. Amma ba'd. In the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Tani rahmatullah alayhi write the solution to our problems. The ruh number 5, the first chapter, belief in taqdeer and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief that everything which happens and will happen is according to the knowledge, will and command of Allah ta'ala is called taqdeer. The belief that everything which happened, which is happening and which will happen, is according to the knowledge, the will and command of Allah Ta'ala is called taqdeer. Belief in taqdeer is compulsory. The advantages of belief in taqdeer and tawakkul, trust in Allah Ta'ala, as follows. Number 1, no matter what hardship or misfortune befalls one, it will be accepted without panic, and the heart will remain strong in the face of such hardships. Strong belief in taqdeer will indicate that Allah Ta'ala's wish is in this occurrence and cannot be opposed. The hardship will disappear only when so desired by Allah Ta'ala. Thus the man of taqdeer accept what comes his way with contented resignation. So the first benefit is you won't panic. Whatever halat and conditions come in life, a person's heart will remain strong. Number 2, one who has understood and accepted this conception of taqdeer will not be overcome with frustration at the delay in the passing of the hardship. He will not become despondent and lose hope when the misfortune endures for any length of time. He will banish weakness. Number 3, the adherent of taqdeer will not adopt unlawful ways and means of combating the difficulty, for he knows that the adversity has been brought about by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He understands well that elimination of the hardship is not possible without the will of Allah ta'ala. He therefore realizes the futility of his efforts in trying to eliminate what Allah Ta'ala has willed. He will thus not unnecessarily court the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala by the adoption of unlawful measures. Why court Allah Ta'ala's wrath when one's purpose cannot be achieved even after having displeased Him? Number 4, the believer in taqdeer and tawakkul will not only rely on material means, but he will resort to dua as well. He believes that nothing can be gained without his will. He thus derives greater hope and strength by supplicating to Allah Ta'ala. An additional benefit of engaging in dua is the strengthening of one's relationship with Allah Ta'ala. A strong bond of love with Allah Ta'ala is the basis of peace and all comfort. And Hazrat has been mentioning also that besides dua, sadaqah also, tawbah and istighfar also, all these are spiritual means which are yaqini, which are definite. And all other means which people have got in the world, that's not definite. Many times they are proven wrong. But these means are yaqini, definitely dua, sadaqah, istighfar, durus sharif. These are things which we should practice upon. And number five, the believer in taqdeer will not attribute success, accomplishment and excellence to his efforts. He will attribute everything to the will and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. He will thus be imbued with humility. Such a man will not be arrogant and haughty. So five great benefits of belief in taqdeer. Number one, we won't be panicking whenever halat and condition comes in our life, and we will remain strong in the face of all of these hardships. Number two, a person won't become frustrated even if the hardship takes some while. He won't become despondent and lose hope, and he will remove weakness from himself. Number three, he will not use haram means, unlawful ways, which goes against the command of Allah in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number four, he won't rely only on material means, but he will resort to dua and all the other means which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us. And number five, whatever goodness comes to a person, he will never attribute to himself, but everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be a very humble person. The summary of what has been said above is, the believer in taqdeer and tawakkul will make shukr, be grateful, in times and occasions of success and prosperity. And he will be patient, he will make sabr, when failure and adversity overtakes him. This is a great advantage which Allah Ta'ala points to in the following ayat. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. So that you do not lose hope over what you have lost, nor do you become elated, extremely happy, because of what you have gained. The Islamic conception of taqdeer should not be misunderstood, and the essential and correct ways and means for worldly affairs should not be discarded, that I am resigning myself to taqdeer. Discarding the lawful means and agencies which Allah Ta'ala has created for worldly affairs is weakness, as well as wrong. Such error and weakness has been criticized in the hadith. Hazrat Awf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that once when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam decided a dispute, the one against whom the verdict went, he said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me and he is a good protector. This exclamation was intended to convey that Allah Ta'ala's pleasure was the cause of the setback which he had suffered. Hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Allah Ta'ala does not like weakness. Be alert. The case went against you. You never did fulfill what you're supposed to have done. So don't now put this on taqdeer when you are doing something wrong or something hasn't happened because you haven't made effort. You have to make effort also. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted that one should harness the correct means for one's activity and case. However, if in spite of instituting the correct measures, failure results, then one will be justified in saying Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. This hadith appears in Abu Dawud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر وقيل لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم صدق الله العظيم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق رسوله الكريم. We are in those very honorable days of Dhul-Qa'da, and this month Dhul-Qa'da, the next month Dhul-Hijjah, the next month Muharram, and one other month Rajab. These are the four months which are known as Ashur-e-Hurum, the very splendid, excellent, great months of great respect and honor. Before we carry on, just a few little advices also. Allah Ta'ala, let us all take heed, myself first, and Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Presently, we find whatever the conditions are, we all know what the pandemic, the plague, people are worried also. People, some are more worried, some are less worried, but everyone has this worry also. So we are taught the solutions. we are taught the solutions in our deen, and they are very, very simple. And all solutions which are in deen are always very simple, very easy to understand, and if not very cheap, it is free. But unfortunately, our nature is something which is too simple. We don't want to accept it. Something which is like free. Every Nabi came and said, "Ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr." I don't ask any reward for my services. I do my services in ajriya illa Allah. I do it solely and only for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So for on that basis, unfortunately, shaitan has made us such that we feel this is not worth anything. And when the solutions are also simple, then also they don't appeal to us. If they are a bit like sophisticated, a bit like difficult, then we accept. If they are offered like in a simple gathering, then also we don't, generally we don't want to accept. But if they are given like in a workshop, we have something big like that, a seminar, big arrangements, etc., then people will pay more also, and they pay more heed also. And we hopefully then, I don't know if they will still practice. The main thing is to practice. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has given us our solutions quite easily. The one is when a person feels overwhelmed, and these are wasawis of shaitan. That's what's going to happen, what will take place, what will happen in the future. A simple little example to understand, a person gets worried. He's going from here to Durban, for example, that if I get stuck on the way without petrol, what will happen to me? I got my family also. It's winter, cold. He'll be passing Harrismith, where usually it's very, very cold during that period. And in those areas, if I get stuck there, what will happen? Now that worry has overtaken him so much that he doesn't fill petrol. Now when he's going, and he hasn't gone, he's going to get stuck there. And now he'll have to face all the consequences there. If there are some robbers, hijackers, or somebody else, anyone else, and he has a very rough time, that is what shaitan does exactly. Again, now this sample, we think it's too simple. Nobody is so stupid, and nobody does that. But really, for what is going to happen in the future, we get so worried, shaitan makes us. We're so overwhelmed of it that what we have to be doing now, we don't do. Now we have to be building our connection with Allah. But unfortunately, that won't make sense with us. We'll be practicing on our deen, see that we are making our salah, see that we are making our tilawat, our connection with Allah, all the things. If we do that on our road, we won't get stuck. But now we are so worried of that we're not making salah, we're not building our connection with Allah, not having anything to do with Allah. So on the road we're going to get stuck now. And shaitan is waiting for us everywhere. And then he and his agents will destroy us, will give us all the problems that we can think of. Worse problems he will present in front of us. So it is all that we have to do now, what we have to do. And what is the future is not in our hands in any case. Even presently, what is really in our hands? It can be a cardiologist, his own heart is not in his hands. It can be an optometrist, his own eyes are not in his control. Nobody has got anything control. Everything is in Allah's hands. So one simple thing, what we have to be doing, presently we try our best to do that, and the whole future we just hand it over to Allah. And this is not an impossible thing. We have to learn to do it, to hand it over to Allah Ta'ala. And we say to Allah, وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I hand my matters over to Allah. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah then protected him from all the planning of everyone around him, all the evil planning and plotting. Allah protects a person. We must hand over to Allah. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Allah is sufficient for me. And what a guardian and what a protector. How wonderful protector Allah Ta'ala is. Ni'ma al-Mawla wa ni'ma al-Nasir. What a protector, what a helper Allah Ta'ala is. So we, when these conditions come, tell shaitan, you are making me frightened. I won't be frightened for you. I've got my Allah. and I will hand my own matters all over to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when we do that, and we keep on doing that, and we get to that we have handed it over, now we'll see we become so light. That worry, that concern we have, it will go out of our heart. And now we will feel light and comfortable. So that is one thing that we have to do. Very similar to that, though it is different, is that when these problems, these worries come, and shaitan, again, it is he who brings this wasawis, this worries. So what we do, just have husne zan with Allah. We think good of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, what you think of me, I treat you according to that. So it is so simple, Allah has made it. But now we just have to think that my Allah, He is Arhamur Rahimeen. He is Rabbul Alameen. Like the world has gone through, what condition? We know the Iraq war, the Syrian war which is carrying on at the moment, the Yemen war. Then it wasn't very long, the partition of India and Pakistan. Anyone of us who have a glimpse will know what terrible conditions were there at that time. And like that, the occasion of Karbala, the occasion of so many instances when the Tartars invaded Baghdad, etc. It was like the end of the world. But if a person just has this in mind, Allah is Rabbul Alameen. He has, for as long as he has determined the world is going to carry on, it will carry on. At all times, there were these, now also if we think the refugee little children, what's their condition, this refugees little? People who are displaced in the world, people who are stranded because of this lockdown. Lot of things everywhere in the world, but Allah is there for all. Allah is for everyone. And very surprising, usually this comes through all the agencies that are doing social welfare work, qurbani in the different places, etc. Many times they put a picture there, and they will put pictures of little children, but you see they are smiling. Though they are going through what difficulties, but they are smiling. Yeah, at the moment, at this very moment, if we go into our little informal settlements, you will find a lot of noise and people are playing, talking, life is carrying on. They got no worry whatsoever. And go to one of the like elite suburbs, it's like a qabristan. It's like dead, there is no life there. So, and though they have got all the facilities and amenities, but their life is like a dead life. And these people who are living like down to earth, simple, they have got like no... So all we have to think good of Allah. Allah is looking after the whole world. And Ya Allah, you won't destroy me. Ya Allah, you look after me. You look after my family. Then also, we'll find that coolness comes in the heart. And with all this, one thing of course is, we have to come out of our gunas. Gunas causes every guna a black spot on the heart. And darkness is with fear. Darkness comes with all uncertainty. When there is darkness, then a person is he is not at ease at all. So how much our hearts are black, and if we have one sin, we didn't make tawbah, another sin, and if the whole heart has become black, then that person, this is darkness, this uncertainty, this fear. Then even for such a person to think, and perhaps many of us, we find it difficult. How can we hand our matters over to Allah? How can I think of a good of Allah if my heart is black like this? So this guna of ours, that we have to make tawbah, sincere tawbah. Another very simple way, and very, very easy, in order to get the help of Allah in all conditions, to make shukr of Allah. When Allah has promised, you make shukr. And Allah said it very simple and in shakartum, if you will make shukr. Allah has stressed it over and over, la azidannakum, that I will definitely, without any doubt, I will give you more. For example, our level of iman is at one level, 20 degrees. We make shukr, Allah will take it to 30, 40. We make shukr, Allah will take it to 50, 60. Without really any work from our side. Just shukr from our side. That this iman I've got, it's weak, my iman. I can't save myself from guna. But ya Allah, shukr, you gave me iman. My yaqeen is weak. I don't know where I'll eat from tomorrow. I don't know if I'll manage to pay my rental end of the month. But ya Allah, what you have given me, I make shukr on that. Allah, so much stress with in Allah's promise that I will increase you. Whatever we are sick, whatever problem we got, it can be this pandemic also now. We have got the virus now. But we make shukr. My body is still intact. My eyes are intact. I'm still breathing. Whatever, my hands are intact. Whatever we make shukr, Allah is going to give us more of His ni'mat. So in that, Allah will take away these problems. So these are for a mu'min, it is really simple and straightforward. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And then these days that we are going through is more the time we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Ashhur-e Hurum. From the Zulqa'dah is finished already. If the moon has been sighted, any news? If the moon has been sighted, one of these months are gone, then in any case, we are in Zulhijjah then, or we are still in Zulqa'dah, but both of them, these great, great months. During these days, during these months, the reward of all ibadat is increased. So, it is a time that as much as we can, we make more ibadat to Allah. And all these conditions also of this virus and that which is here, Allah, it's all from Allah. That is the bottom line. We can say whatever we want to, but and one of the reasons is that we turn more to Allah. Allah wants my bandas to come to me. So this is the time we turn more to Allah, not go away from Allah. Allah has kept our protection in the masajid. We come to the masajid, not stay away from the masajid. Allah Ta'ala has kept our protection in, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when a person leaves home to go to the masjid, he's in the protection of Allah. So if we're in the protection of Allah, what have we got to worry about? Wherever. And we must think of all how silly the other laws are. Two brothers, father and son, whoever come together to the masjid, walking in the car, they are together. When they come in the masjid, then they distance themselves. When they go back again out of the masjid, all are together standing outside again. So it is so clear and so simple, the laws of Allah Ta'ala, man-made laws will always be wrong. They can never be perfect, they can never be correct. What is divine, what is from Allah. And when Allah guides us in making decisions, we will make wrong decisions. Otherwise, when we are not guided by Allah, we don't make, there isn't proper mashura, turning to Allah, and everything goes wrong. We'll make wrong decisions, and then we'll follow the wrong decisions, with the wrong results also. So we have to follow what Allah Ta'ala has ordained for us. So this is the time that we turn more to Allah Ta'ala. The rewards are much more greater. And also at the same time, now the sins are also more serious during these times. Whenever these special occasions come, special places like the masjid, like Haram Sharif, etc., any special place, to commit sin there in that place, it is worse. To commit sin in a time which is Mubarak, the month of Ramadan, for example, the day of Arafat, in Arafat, at that time, at those places, to commit guna is even worse. So wish Allah protect us from all types of guna. And we should think also that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed laws for us which are clear, which we all know. The Quran Sharif, the Hadith. So are we going to give priority and preference to the laws of Allah or to man-made laws, which are opposite to the laws of Allah Ta'ala? And today, man-made laws, it looks like we all just have to take them in with hook, line and sinker. As though Jibreel alayhi salam appeared and he announced some new laws. the way we accept them. And the laws of Allah Ta'ala, we can't just throw them overboard like that. And we forget the laws of, we're just accepting man-made things, and that also imported, and whatever else, it is rotten through and through. And the laws of Allah are 100% definite there. So during these times more, we observe the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And when non-Muslims behave in this way, they haven't got iman. They don't understand the truth. But when Muslims behave like that, and the people who are the custodians of deen, who are to protect the deen, and we behave in a different way, and we give preference to man-made things over what we have learned and what we are teaching all the time, and now we give preference to others. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand. And clearly today, when the panic which sets in, then people are so much in panic, in fear all the time. Anything they touch also, we're going to wash hands now, wipe the hands now, can't touch here, can't touch here, you can't do this, you can't do that, and phoning one another, don't let your husband go masjid, don't let your son go to masjid, that anywhere else you can go. You can go to the shopping malls, no problem. A person can travel by taxi for 8-10 hours, no problem. And anything else but masjid, there you must keep. So Allah protect us. So during these days, these are times now, more opportunities to turn to Allah. Turn more to Allah, the rewards are more greater. And Tawbah Istighfar is a very great ibadat. And the ibadat of these nights which Allah Ta'ala has given, each night's ibadat is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Hey, Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, may Allah bless us all with it, but we don't know which is that night. Yeah, without doubt, it's not the night of Laylatul Qadr, but the thawab of Laylatul Qadr for all these nights we can acquire. And simple, if we just make our Isha with Jamaat, our Fajr with Jamaat, the whole night's thawab is written already. We read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha. It is also the thawab of Laylatul Qadr. So two Laylatul Qadr. A person who reads from the last ruku of Ali Imran, Surah Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar. He reads it, some riwayat say between Maghrib and Isha, whole night's ibadat sawab we get. So we can score so greatly. And then every sunnah we try and follow. And we make niyat also to Allah when we are making amal on a sunnah. Oh Allah, grant me, make this dua, the ishq, the true, very deep love of every sunnah. Give me the correct knowledge of every sunnah. Give me the correct practice of every sunnah. And make me the means to make every sunnah alive till the day of Qiyamah. According to our niyat, Allah will give the sawab. And Allah gives so much we can't imagine. So these are the occasions. So these nights also, how much we can spend. During the days, each day's roza is equal to the roza of 1 year. Each day's roza, and for us here at the moment, winter days. Short rozas, not so difficult. All year's rozas. The ninth roza, on the ninth of Zulhijjah, then you get that thawab also, plus 2 years gunas are made maaf. The past year and the future year. Ulama say minor gunas. So what an opportunity just by this. We should try and keep this roza. If we cannot, then at least keep the roza of the ninth. And how much we can, these from tomorrow onwards, till if tomorrow is the first, till next Thursday, then Jummah will be Eid. These 9 days we should try and keep these rozas. And the tasbihat of these days, we should try and keep our tongue all the time. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. With these tasbihat, Allah becomes extremely happy. And just try and keep it on our tongue. And try and read it a bit loud. And encourage our family members also. Our friends also. Ask also. We hear of our elders, they should ask, are you reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah? You reading Fourth Kalima? These are great days. So we should ask, encourage one another. Tell the children to ask us. That they should ask us, because children, they will definitely do it. And when they will ask us, we will get reminded. Tell them, especially the smaller children, They think also very far. One little child said, when everyone died, who will bury the last person who will be on the earth? One little child said, my Abba is in the qabr. He is eating sand there. We must take food for him. So they think very far. Things that we don't think. Anyway, so tell the children, you people must remind us. That are we reading the fourth kalima, the third, and these kalimat have got great, great. Again, the same thing. Because we don't take it so. And we ask also, we'll ask for some wazifa, which is like difficult to read also. And if it must be a little long wazifa. If it is just to read simple wazifa, then it's not right. Something wrong here. But this is our deen. It is so simple, so easy Allah has made it. And unfortunately, because our attitude, we lose out completely. And then our maut comes, and we are worried now, maut came, and I did nothing whatsoever. And everything to do was so simple and so easy. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And really all this ibadat is in our youth. Not when we become old, then then at least make it when we become old. But from our youth, if we can make, and the youth really up to the age of 40, up to that age, whatever, from 40 onwards normally, then a person's health starts declining, everything, now you start going down. But up to the age of 40, ulama have written, a person is always, physically, outwardly, is going up all the time. And that time, ibadat Allah loves. And what to say, the youth, the ibadat from the 50, from the age of 15, 20, when the temptations of dunya are so great. When you start making money now, 25, 30, 35, and now the world seems to open to you. And then you turn to Allah instead of all that. How much Allah appreciates and what greatness is in there. So these are those great days. In these days is the great qurbani of the great ibadat of qurbani also. And this is also a great ibadat. And as we always have heard, we speak, we hear that it is not the flesh of the animal Allah wants, it's not the blood Allah wants. Allah wants the taqwa from us. So this is now again that time, and that we think, just think that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam. Father was old at that time, and he had to slaughter his young boy. And usually in old age you need the support of the best support you can get is from your family. And the child had just reached the age when he can now support and do the work and be a support for his father. At that time Allah Ta'ala says, slaughter him. And he is ready. He tells the son is ready. He tells his wife is ready, all are ready. Shaitan, if take this lesson, whenever we want to do the work of Allah, Shaitan will come. And at this occasion also, how he came. And the three times we pelt the Shaitan in Mina, the Haji who pelts the Shaitan, is all that when Shaitan came in, try and turn them away from fulfilling the command of Allah. And today, it won't happen. It's impossible. Jibreel alayhi salam won't come to anyone and give. But if Allah has to send a message to anyone, slaughter your son. We will look for every excuse that no, it can't be. But how Ibrahim alayhi salam, how enthusiastic they were. And it wasn't anything that was common in those days that people should do that. So it was difficult, but and Allah Ta'ala accepted his offering in such a way that till today when we are slaughtering Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim, it is living. And how kind is not, and what a living deen Allah gave us. Our deen, if it was like people of the world, they should have made a statue of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Mina, where he's got the ram under him and he's busy slaughtering, and all should go and pay homage. That we went and see that how it was that scene. But Allah made it a living thing, that everyone with your own hand, take out money from your pocket, taibu biha nafsa, with joy and happiness spend, try and get the best animal and slaughter the best animal and be happy to spend. And how much Allah has given you, do more qurbanis, do more on behalf of other people, give it away to the poor, to the needy, etc. So Allah gave us this wonderful, let us partake in this ibadat also fully. Get ready for it as much. And dua also that Allah keeps this qurbani, all our deen in its original form. Allah keep it alive till the day of Qiyamah. And let us partake of this. Let us do it. In that Allah Ta'ala will grant us. So all these things which are concerned with the qurbani, let us try and follow the history of this time, follow the spirituality of qurbani, not just make it a physical thing. Let us not be taking photos when we are making qurbani, videoing the whole thing and destroying all our rewards and the whole spirit of everything, the intermingling of man and woman. And we're not worried of any commands of Allah. Do the ibadat of Allah if Allah wants us to do. So Allah give us tawfiq during these days, very very special days which we are in already now, and try and fulfill these ibadat as much as we can, and try and do everything, find out the masail also properly about qurbani. We do it with the masalas, with the spirituality of it, the history of it. All these things are very very greatly beneficial and will strengthen our iman and make our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.